O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Psalm 13. I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. How long will you forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I have anguish in my soul and grief in my heart, day after day? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Look upon me and answer, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and my foes rejoice that I have fallen. But I put my trust in your steadfast love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt so bountifully with me. I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, Son of God, who passed through the dark sleep of death, remember those who cry to you in shame and silence and defeat, and raise them to your risen life, for you are alive and reign forever. Amen. Psalm 14. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and abominable in their wickedness. There is no one that does good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of earth to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks after God. But everyone has turned back. All alike have become corrupt. There is none that does good, no, not one. Have they no knowledge, those evildoers, who eat up my people as if they ate bread and do not call upon the Lord? There shall they be in great fear. For God is in the company of the righteous. Though they would confound the counsel of the poor, yet the Lord shall be their refuge. Oh, that Israel's salvation would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, then will Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let us pray. God of heaven, look with mercy on all who are consumed by ignorance and greed, and let the children of earth know that you are God forever. Amen. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 6, verse 2. God also spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they resided as aliens. I have also heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are holding as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will free you from the burdens of the Egyptians and deliver you from slavery to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. You shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has freed you from the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. Moses told this to the Israelites, but they would not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and their cruel slavery. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his land. But Moses spoke to the Lord, the Israelites have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me, poor speaker that I am? Thus the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them orders regarding the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, charging them to free the Israelites from the land of Egypt.
Christ committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in turn. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted himself to God who judges justly. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips.
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Romans, beginning at chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. God the Father,
have mercy upon us.
God the Son,
have mercy upon us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy upon us.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity,
have mercy upon us.
From all evil and mischief, from pride, vanity, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all evil intent.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sloth, worldliness, and love of money, from hardness of heart, and contempt for your word and your laws.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sins of body and mind, from the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From famine and disaster, from violence, murder, and dying unprepared.
Good Lord, deliver us.
In all times of sorrow, in all times of joy, in the hour of death, and at the day of judgment.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation,
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom,
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit.
Good Lord, deliver us.
Hear our prayers, O Lord our God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Govern and direct your holy church. Fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give us boldness to preach the gospel in all the world, and to make disciples of all the nations.
Hear us, good Lord.
Enlighten our bishops and all who minister with knowledge and understanding, that by their teaching and their lives, they may proclaim your word.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give your people grace to hear and receive your word, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived.
Hear us, good Lord.
Strengthen those who stand. Comfort and help the faint-hearted, raise up the fallen, and finally beat down Satan under our feet.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guide the leaders of the nations into the ways of peace and justice.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guard and strengthen your servant Elizabeth, our Queen, that she may put her trust in you and seek your honour and glory.
Hear us, good Lord.
Endue the High Court of Parliament and all the ministers of the Crown with wisdom and understanding.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice, honesty, and truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give us the will to use the resources of the earth to your glory and for the good of all creation.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all your people.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bring your joy into all families. Strengthen and deliver those in childbirth. Watch over children and guide the young. Bring reconciliation to those in discord and peace to those in stress.
Hear us, good Lord.
Help and comfort the lonely, the bereaved and the oppressed.
Lord, have mercy.
Keep in safety those who travel and all who are in danger.
Lord, have mercy.
Heal the sick in body and mind, and provide for the homeless, the hungry, and the destitute.
Lord, have mercy.
Show your pity on prisoners and refugees, and all who are in trouble.
Lord, have mercy.
Forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and turn their hearts.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us as we remember those who have died in the peace of Christ, both those who have confessed the faith and those whose faith is known to you alone, and grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom.
Lord, have mercy.
Give us true repentance. Forgive us our sins of negligence and ignorance and our deliberate sins. And grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word.
Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.
Merciful Lord, absolve your people from their offences, that through your bountiful goodness we may all be delivered from the chains of those sins which by our frailty we have committed. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our blessed Lord and Saviour. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God our Redeemer show us compassion and love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.